This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I've got an interesting prediction for you if Trump becomes the president of the United States of America. Now, I own the website trump.news because I saw this coming, and so I registered that early on. And I am a Trump supporter. I also own Clinton.news. I am not a Clinton supporter, but we grabbed the domain anyway. Anyway, you can follow news on Trump. We're actually rolling out a new version of Trump.news to show some of the stories and some of the news of the Trump election process here. But anyway, my prediction is going to astound you. And I've been, over the years, I've been criticized for a lot of my predictions, but most of them have come true. And then the people who criticized them were like, well, yeah, now it's common sense. But when I made the prediction, it seemed shocking. So I'm going to make a shocking prediction here for you. And you'll find that if Trump is elected, this will come true. And then you'll be like, oh my God, you know, the Health Ranger predicted that back in 2016. Here it is. Here it is. All right. When Trump becomes president, or if... It's not a sure thing yet, but if he becomes president, the radical left in America will begin bombing government buildings. All right? So the radical left will become the anti-government movement that will engage in terrorism and bombings across America like we used to see back in the 60s with Bill Ayers and all those like Obama-related leftist terrorists. And so this is going to be something very, very different for America. And my prediction is that the leftist media will celebrate this. All right. That's why this prediction is wild. It's not just a prediction that the radical militant wing of the left party, the political left, the Democrats, will bomb government buildings. Or by bomb, I mean they will attack or send threats or, you know, bomb threats, or maybe they'll send envelopes with anthrax or something. Who knows? What I mean is they're gonna threaten and attack government buildings if Trump is president, but also that the leftist media will celebrate that. That's my prediction. Because there is all out culture or political and cultural war has almost broken out in America. It is on the verge. This is a tinderbox of violent disagreement between the left and the right, because Obama has destroyed this country. He has made so many people on the right so angry, and culturally and economically, and yet at the same time he has created this bizarre culture of entitlement and cry bullies on the left. And historically, it is the left, the political left, who committed most of the violence and the bombings and the threats. And for example, the KKK. Most of you think the KKK is a right-wing organization. It's not. Its origins are all founded in the left. The Democrats ran the KKK as the militant wing of the Democratic Party. And by the way, we haven't seen an apology from the Democrats for founding the KKK and building it up and running it and destroying the lives of African Americans through the KKK for all these years. Look at the 1964 Civil Rights Act. It was supported by Republicans, opposed by Democrats. Now, if that's news to you, you don't know much about American history. It is the left that has really engaged in the militant, violent bombing activity in America. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute. What about these ranchers out in Oregon? They're on the right, right? They're right-wingers, we hear. And they have their rifles and so on and so forth. Yeah, they didn't pull the triggers, did they? They stood their ground. And by the way, the federal government was stealing their land. And they still held their fire. They did not attack. They did not shoot anybody. They did not bomb anybody. They didn't send anthrax to anybody. They just stood their ground and said, we're tired of the federal government stealing our land and criminalizing us for being ranchers. That's what's going on. Whereas the left will literally engage in bombing. Look at the French Revolution, for example. All leftist beheadings. They would literally behead people. You know, look at the left through the civil rights movement of the United States. Even though I agree with the civil rights movement, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which was supported by conservatives, there was a militant leftist wing that was engaged in acts of violence at that time. And I think we're going to see that come back again if Trump becomes president. So that's my prediction. Now, I have a flip side to this prediction. And that is that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, we're probably going to see an outbreak of violence on the right. And that's going to be from the fringes of the, well, I don't know, patriot community. People who have very good reason to be very pissed off because they're being criminalized and vilified, their land is being stolen, and their gun rights are being taken away. Now, if Hillary Clinton becomes president and she starts to go after gun rights, we might see an actual armed revolution unleashed in America, initiated by people on the political right, people who are pro-Second Amendment, and who really feel like they have nothing left to lose. They feel like America is lost already, and in many ways I do too. I feel like America's lost unless we get somebody like Donald Trump into office. But I have a lot to live for. You know, I run a science lab. I'm a publisher. I have a lot of scientific discoveries that I'm working on. I'm going to be publishing scientific papers. I've got 2 patents. I'm waiting for final patent approval on those. I've got a new nonprofit initiative I'm launching to provide nutrition to underprivileged, malnourished families. And I have a lot to live for, okay? But there are a lot of people in America who feel like they have nothing left to live for. And if Hillary Clinton becomes president, those people on the right who are already armed, they might unleash an actual armed revolution. Assault on, you know, who? Washington, government buildings, I'm not sure. My point is that whoever becomes president, whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, I see outbreaks of violence. I see that this country is headed for a civil war, no matter who wins. And I see that this country is headed for a police state crackdown, a martial law crackdown on whatever group is unleashing that violence. And so if Trump becomes president or if Hillary Clinton becomes president, either one, they're going to be running a government that is very likely to slide into a police state regime. See, that's kind of the extension of my prediction. We're probably looking at a police state federal government, no matter who wins. Now, under Trump, a police state would be focused on targeting, arresting, prosecuting the terrorists on the left, the domestic terrorists, the liberals who are bombing buildings on the left. Under a Hillary Clinton regime, which would might as well call it North Korea at that point, she would be immediately targeting all gun owners and all people on the right. And believe me, there are a lot of gun owners. I'm one of them. I'm a gun owner, obviously. I'm pro-Second Amendment. But there are a lot of gun owners who, unlike me, don't have anything left to live for, but they do have guns and they do have ammo. And I can see a day where they would feel so helpless or vilified by the system that they would march on Washington, maybe armed. Who knows? My point is that I see the next 4 years in America being very high probability of police state actions, of domestic violence against the government, depending on who wins and who loses this next election. That's my assessment. And by the way, if you're asking me, I'm not going to take part in any of that stuff. I'm going to be working in my lab. I've got some really very important work to do on food contamination and so on. But I'm going to be observing this very cautiously. And I can tell you this, like many Americans, I am not giving up my guns, period. I'm not going to give up my rifle, my shotgun, my handgun, my other handgun, my other handgun, and my other, like most gun owners, right? We are not giving up that stuff, period. That's not going to happen. Not under any voluntary system. No way, no how, no way. Just forget it. Not going to happen. So if an effort is made to take those firearms from people and to take away our right to self-defense, which is one of the main reasons why I have firearms, then there's going to be an actual armed revolt, probably, in America. I would not doubt that. So, you know, you better bat down the hatches, folks. I mean, this is just my analysis. I'm not encouraging anybody to do any of this stuff. I'm just observing and predicting what I think is going to happen based on current trends. The bottom line is people are so incredibly unhappy. There is a polarization on the left versus the right. Liberals and conservatives do not see eye to eye on really much of anything. There is very little common ground on gun rights, on abortion, on the government's role in taxation and entitlement payouts, on illegal immigration and border control, on all these issues. There is almost no middle ground. So whoever gets elected a president is going to set off probably a revolt, a resistance, a backlash, if you will, from the opposite party. And leftists, by the way, let me just say this on the record, then I'll wrap this up. Leftists are the most dangerous, angry, violent people that I've ever met. I've met a lot of gun owners. They are nice. They are calm. They are professional. They are intelligent. They are polite. I love being around other people who are carrying firearms because everybody's friendly. Everybody's polite. Everybody's professional. But when you deal with leftists, when they feel like, I mean, even if they're in the same room with somebody where they know somebody is carrying a gun, those leftists, they start to shiver and shake and get angry, and they start to sweat, and they start to plot, and they want to bomb buildings, and they want to destroy you. I mean, leftists are violent people. They're so violent. It's unbelievable. They're the real terrorists, like the real domestic terrorists, are the people on the left. And they cheat and lie and steal and do anything to win elections. Election fraud means nothing to them. They're like, totally support election fraud. They say whatever it takes to win. If they have to, you know, stuff the ballot box, commit identity fraud, vote five times, whatever. To them, that's all totally okay. Whereas people on the right tend to have morals and ethics, and they tend to not commit that kind of fraud. They tend to follow the rules, which is why they've been getting politically defeated in many cases. But it is the people on the left who are angry. They're just so angry, and they're nasty, and they're evil. And no one wants to be around them except their own sort of leftist cult members who support their bizarre violent tendencies. Whereas people on the right, at least the ones that I know, yeah, they're all armed. They're all super nice. They're like, hey, come on over for barbecue, you know, or whatever. I mean, maybe that's a stereotype, but they're nice, polite people. No problem with these people. It's the ones on the left. I'm talking about the extreme militant left. I'm not talking about every Democrat, but I mean, the extreme militant left wing, they are violent people. They want to bomb. Those are the people, by the way, they're like the Nazis. Because Hitler was a socialist, right? What does Nazi mean? National Socialism. That's what Nazi means. The N-A means national, and the Z-I is from the German word for socialism. Nazi means National Socialist Party. The extreme left, they're like the Hitler regime followers. They, believe me, they want to round up all the gun owners and make them kneel down over a ditch and assassinate, well, not assassinate, execute them with a bullet to the back of the head. That's what the leftists want to do to people who don't support Hillary Clinton. And they will threaten Bernie Sanders supporters, and they will threaten Ted Cruz supporters, and they will threaten anybody who doesn't support their baby chop shop abortion mills where they're chopping up baby parts and selling them for profit. In fact, these militant leftists, they live in total denial that that's even going on. They're delusional. They're dangerous. They are the domestic terrorists. And if Trump wins the White House, these leftists are going to be unleashed. And we're going to see mass bombings and threats and violence committed against the government, I guess, all across America, carried out by these violent leftists who are like Obama. They hate America. They want to destroy America. They want to fundamentally transform the country to be socialist and to be communist. And they want to overrun the American population with illegal aliens to take all the jobs. And then they want to control all those alien workers so that they always vote Democrat. Yeah, it's an evil regime. It's very much Hitler-like. And just like Hitler, you had to support the Hitler regime or they were going to make life difficult for you. If you weren't like, rah, rah, go Hitler, then, oh boy, you weren't part of the Nazi party. You were in real trouble there. You did not get government contracts. You did not keep your job. You were kicked off of airplanes and so on and so forth. Same thing happening in America today. If you don't say that you love Hillary Clinton, you lose your job. You lose your business with the government. You don't get contracts. In fact, you get audited by the IRS. You get targeted for persecution by the regime. That is so much like the system under Adolf Hitler. It's just damn spooky. The Democrat Party in America today is just like the Nazis, just as dangerous, just as interested in genocidal murder of their opposition as Hitler was in his attempt to eliminate the Jews. That's how bad it is in America today. These leftists are filled with hate. They are filled with evil intent. They don't want to negotiate with anybody. They don't want to get along with anybody. They want to destroy all opposition to their agenda while always claiming that they're tolerant and they're diverse. No, they're not. They demand obedience, not diversity. They demand obedience to their ideas. No diverse thoughts are ever allowed in their system. And they're not tolerant. They are extremely intolerant. If you don't agree with their system and sign up to be obedient to their system, you are targeted, you are punished, you lose your job, you lose your contract, you lose your freedom, what have you. It is just like the system under Adolf Hitler. So watch out, folks. I mean, many people don't live in reality, so they don't think about these things. Many people don't know history, for sure. They don't know American history. They don't know European history, world history. And I'm not saying I'm a history expert, but I know enough to know the patterns of human behavior. And nothing ever changes because humans are still the same. Humans are the same today as they were back in 1939. The same as they were back in the Roman Empire. It's always the same. It's the quest for power that drives these egomaniac bureaucrats and politicians to dominate you and lie to you and deceive you and defraud you and abuse you generation after generation after generation. And Donald Trump is the only one running for president right now who is not going to take money. He's not taking money from any of these corporations. He's using his own money, so he can't be bought off. He's the only one threatening to tear this system apart and radically reform it, which is exactly why he is being so viciously targeted, maliciously slandered, and defamed. In fact, I feel for Donald Trump on that because I'm a truth teller as well. I'm a whistleblower. I tell the truth. And because of that, I'm targeted, just like Donald Trump is targeted. All of us. If you think about it, every person who is vilified and targeted today is someone who is trying to work for humanity. Meanwhile, every person who is made a hero in the mainstream media, like Bill Gates or Hillary Clinton, think about it. They're all trying to destroy humanity. Think about it. Who does the media prop up as being heroic? All the most evil, villainous, anti-human, depopulation globalists that you can imagine. That's who they're celebrating. Who does the media hate? People who are trying to help humanity. People who are trying to move us forward. Real progress. We should be called the real progressives. We're trying to move humanity forward with clean food, with free market principles for more affordable healthcare systems, for example. We are the progressives. We want progress for humanity. And for that reason, people like us are routinely vilified and targeted by the system, because that system wants to hold humanity back. It wants to keep you trapped in the dark ages of monopoly medicine and the dark ages of political manipulation, social engineering, keeping you distracted, pitting blacks against whites, these staged race wars to distract you from the bigger question of why aren't you free yet? Why is the money supply manipulated and fake and devalued constantly? Why are you paying taxes when the government doesn't need your money, not a dime from you, to run the government? You ever think about that? Why do we not yet have access to virtually free energy? You know, hot fusion energy. It's already been invented. It's already, I think Raytheon already invented a hot fusion system. Why don't we have electricity so cheap that it's not even worth metering it? Why don't we have the ending of patents on seeds so that food crops can be free to all humanity? You know, these are the big questions, and they don't want you thinking about these big questions. They want to keep you trapped inside your little bubble of Fox News and CNN and all those idiotic, well, idiocracy situations that they create as theater for your mind. You see? And that theater of the mind is what they use to control you, and that's why they hate people like Donald Trump, because he will jump up on stage and rip down the set and tear back the curtains and say, look, this is all theater. This is not reality. I'm going to show you reality, and we're going to make the world a better place by waking up to reality, not living in these delusional fairy tale lands that have been engineered for you by Democrats and Republican establishment types and the fake media and the fake science of the pharmaceutical industry and all this fakery that they tell you is real, but it isn't. It's all engineered. You're living in a dream world, Neo. It's time to wake up. So those are some of my predictions and some of my thoughts on what's coming. Get ready. You better buckle up. You're in for a wild ride. Listen to more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com and check out my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there, help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.